So Kelly Eisner is joining us via teleconference from the American Red Cross to talk about this really unprecedented need right now, Kelly, for blood donations. What's going on in your world?
It's true, and I appreciate your being able to do this on teleconference, you know, social distancing and all that. We are seeing, as you mentioned, an unprecedented need for blood drives. What's happening is that a lot of the sites where we would normally hold blood drives, schools and churches and businesses, are just closing down to the public. If that's the right move, definitely we need to follow the advice of our trusted health sources. But at the same time, we are trying to remind people that there is a severe blood shortage right now. And if that continues, that in itself is a public health crisis.
What, I guess, is the current supply in the nation, you know, for blood? And are there specific areas that where there are more need than others right now?
Unfortunately, what we're seeing in Massachusetts is being duplicated all over the country, again, with the cancellations. Right now, to put this in perspective, the Red Cross nationally has seen more than 6,000 blood drives canceled since, that's in the last 2 weeks. And those are just the ones that are related to coronavirus concerns. Obviously, that's sort of the biggest thing right now. That means more than 200,000 blood donations have gone uncollected. Those are blood donations that we otherwise would have had and now are not available to hospital patients' use. So again, it is a severe shortage. It is going out faster than it's coming in. And I want to remind people too that this is not like a big snowstorm or even a natural disaster like a hurricane or a tornado where it happened and then we're slowly recovering. This is something that could last for days, weeks, months, you know, and even the smartest minds in the country right now aren't exactly sure how long this could go on.
Of course, the biggest concern, we're being told to social distance, hence our teleconference meeting this morning. So how can folks, you know, donate blood and still stay safe at the same time?
Well, I want to make sure people understand, we understand the hesitation for going out into a public space, but there are steps in place at every Red Cross blood drive to make sure that this is a that is and remains a safe process. Before you ever get to a blood drive, outside we'll take your temperature and ask you to use sanitizer for the first time. If your temperature is below the threshold, I believe it's 99.6, you will be allowed into the room to donate. They're actually going to, as part of the regular normal blood donation process, you'll end up having your temperature taken again. Sorry, but it just for an abundance of caution. Once you're inside, you'll also see sanitizer everywhere, and we're encouraging all donors, staff, volunteers to use that as frequently as possible. There's a lot of it. Also in between, and these are some of our normal safety measures that we're just enhancing and kind of beefing up. During this time, you know, we're wiping down every surface after it's been touched by a donor. That includes just, the beds, but also equipment, tablets, things like that. Our staff they already change gloves between each donor, but they're going to be changing gloves even more frequently if it's needed. And again, sanitizer everywhere. There are a couple, you know, obviously if you have a diagnosis of COVID-19 yourself, or if you've been exposed to someone who has a potential case, we're asking that you wait 28 days because again, that need isn't going away.
And I know you've always advised anyway, even if you have any kind of illness, even a cold for that matter, now is not a good time to donate blood, right?
Exactly. We appreciate the sentiment and we love that you still want to come out, but just wait until you're feeling a little bit better. It's better for you. It's better for everybody involved.
We've heard concerns in the healthcare community about possible shortages of supplies. Is the Red Cross concerned about that as well?
I haven't heard a lot about on the supply end of it. I do know, because this is something that I've been asked about a lot, if we're using masks, and the answer is no. Right now, the CDC does not recommend, they're only recommending masks and personal protective equipment for first-line responders. You know, these are first response health experts who are in contact with confirmed cases, things like that. And if the Red Cross tried to use masks at every blood drive across the country, obviously we would be making a potential shortage of this equipment even worse. So we're not seeing that at a certain level. Right now, our biggest shortage is just healthy, eligible blood donors.
Any specific type, Kelly, that's needed?
all types, unfortunately. And I just want to put this out there too. You know, we've talked, and Joe, you and I have talked so many times about the different kinds of blood and blood products and how red blood cells only have a 42-day shelf life. So we're in this situation now, and you know, I don't have my crystal ball, but I imagine in 42 days, the situation isn't going to be that much drastically improved. So again, that constant need to replenish of all types. You know, we've talked about platelets, how platelet donations only last 5 days before they need to be transfused into a patient. So that clock is ticking from the moment it comes out of a volunteer donor and starts the process.
What precautions are the Red Cross staff themselves taking to make sure that your people stay healthy and are, you know, able to function? I mean, God forbid if there happens to be a natural disaster on top of what's going on right now, you'd be, I think, strained to the limit.
Well, thankfully, I mean, that's what the Red Cross does. You know, when I've seen images almost where everyone else is running from something and the Red Cross is running towards it. And that's really what working for this amazing organization is about. So we are taking every precaution for our staff, just specifically about blood drives. Before a staff is allowed to report to a blood drive, they have to take their temperature themselves and make sure that they're under that safe threshold. Obviously, if they're experiencing any flu-like symptoms, we're asking them to stay home as well. But I mean, you nailed it. This is an all hands on deck situation for healthy, eligible volunteers and staff members as well.
Sure. We should, I guess, remind folks, Kelly, you know, who can donate blood, and how does that work?
Sure. Absolutely. So you have to be 17 years old, above 110 pounds. And we ask that you bring photo ID to a blood drive. There's no upper age limit, so you can donate, you know. I get asked a lot about, like, when do I have to stop donating? And the truth is you don't. It's not your age that's going to stop you. A lot of times, you know, if we're older, some of us are on medications. That might be a deferral. But as much as we can, we've laid it out at redcrossblood.org. That's our website that has all the information about eligibility. You know, again, if you're healthy and feeling well, not showing symptoms of any cold or flu, or, you know, even just, you know, just in a good kind of good feeling, good day, for lack of a better way to explain it. We would love to see you.
Sure. And maybe to talk a little bit about some of the precautions that you take to make sure that the blood is safe. You know, the blood that's donated is safe. There's been no indication that coronavirus is transmitted via blood at all, but I'm sure you're testing this to make sure it's completely safe before it goes into the nation's system.
Well, you know, and I'm so glad you asked that. That's a great question. Yes, you're correct in that there is no evidence that this coronavirus or any respiratory virus can be spread through blood transfusion. There have been no reported cases of that, of what we call transfusion transmission worldwide. But I'm glad you asked about the test, because there actually isn't a test for donated blood. There's no coronavirus test for donated blood. And that's something, you know, I've been asked about that a lot. I've seen it out on social media. There's these two kind of rumors that are hard to quash down, that, you know, if you can't afford a coronavirus test, come to the Red Cross and we'll test you. That's not true. And again, that, you know, even if you're sick, donate anyway, because, you know, the Red Cross tests the blood for coronavirus. And again, not true. So thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Yeah. If there's a community group, Kelly, that's listening, a PTO perhaps, or a athletic organization that wants to hold their own blood drive, you know, what do they do? They have to go through the Red Cross to do that?
Yes. So there's a page on our website, and I apologize, it's kind of a clunky address, but it's redcrossblood.org/host, H-O-S-T. And if you do have a site, it is desperately needed. Again, I've been hearing so many businesses that are just, they're closing their campuses down, which again is the right thing to do, but it does limit the number of sites that we are able to do. And that's actually something else that I wanted to remind people. If you do go to a blood drive in the next few days, it's probably going to be at a Red Cross location, a lot, or maybe at a community group. You might see more people than normal there. And it's like, well, what shortage? I thought there was a shortage. There is. There's just fewer donation opportunities. So the ones that we do have on the books are seeing more people at those particular sites, and we ask and beg for your patience and understanding. Same thing if you're trying, if you really want to help and you're trying to make an appointment and you can't find one immediately available, it's the same thing. There's just less opportunities. And again, our world is filled with people who really do want to help. And I see that, and I see them at blood drives. So thank you.
Are there any in our immediate Quincy South Shore area in the near future, Kelly, that you can talk about?
What I've been telling everybody is to just, again, go to redcrossblood.org, search by zip code. We do have, obviously, we have our donor center in Weymouth. The donor centers, again, there because they're also collecting both blood and platelets. There might be fewer appointments. We're trying, our whole staff is working to add appointment slots, add staff to drive so that we can see more people in more limited locations. But again, you can always go to redcrossblood.org and put in your zip code.
Just this morning, you might be aware that the governor issued a shelter in place advisory. It's not an order right now, but an advisory, and a lot of folks will take that, you know, to heart, I'm sure. So I'm sure that's even more concerning right now for you.
Well, and my first concern is, yes, if the governor is saying to shelter in place or recommending it, do it. Don't put yourself at risk to be able to go out and help people, especially if you're in those high risk categories. I think of my parents. My parents would love to go and donate blood, but they're older and have compromised immune systems. Mm-hmm. Probably not the best place for anybody. You know, nowhere is the best place outside of their own house. So again, please do listen to what public officials, what health officials are saying, our trusted sources, the CDC, the FDA. But if you are healthy and are able to move around a little bit more freely, we do ask that you would consider donating blood.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about during these really unprecedented times right now?
It really is unprecedented, and that's kind of, you've given me the chance to say everything that I was hoping. Again, thank you so much, Quincy Television and Joe specifically, for giving us this chance to get the word out. You guys are a great supporter of the Red Cross, and so are the members of your community, because I run into people at blood drives and I hear about it. So thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And to you and your colleagues and your family, Kelly, stay safe, stay healthy, and please call on us again if we can help.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.